Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend and the time is ticking for Christmas gifts. And if you've got a foodie in your life, I bet you need a few ideas what to get them for Christmas. And Dee Laughlin is here. She's a food writer and the editor of Scoop magazine. Morning, Dee. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How's it going?
So foodie gift ideas. No better woman to come on air and tell us all about this. What do you have for us?
Oh, well, look, I mean, the list is endless, you know, when it comes to gifts for foodies in your life. I'm going to start with books. Anyone who loves cooking or people who just love eating out as well. This year has been a bumper year for books, for cookbooks and other things. So some of my favourite cookbooks this year are Bake by Graham Hertridge, aka the Cupcake Bloke. People would know Graham as the Cupcake Bloke. He's been on TV. He has a bakery in Rialto. His baking is just exceptional. And his first cookbook, Bake, is all about traditional Irish recipes, all the favourites that you would want in one place. But then what Graham's renowned for and what he does in the book is for every recipe that's in there, classic one, he does one, the same recipe with a modern twist. So Ooh. It's like all his, you know, there's like soda breads with like spice in them. There's bracks with like different Middle Eastern flavours.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Twists on pavlovas, twists on loads of like, you know, because Graham's very influenced by the women in his life. Like, so he has mammy buns in there, but he has versions of those as well. Like, and so just a really, really good one for anyone who loves classic baking, but then maybe, you know, wants to mix it up a little bit. His recipes are fail safe. Keeping with sweet stuff, everyone knows Ballymaloe, and their dessert trolley is really famous in the restaurant in the house there. And that's because they have an amazing pastry chef called J.R. Ryle. And he has released the Ballymaloe Desserts Cookbook, which came out this year. It's a beautiful book. So again, sticking with the sweet stuff, but people do love to bake, I think, and make desserts. And this has a lot more. Graham's is kind of very centric on baking, but this one is a lot of desserts and things that like Ballymaloe would be famous for as well. So any fans of Ballymaloe would love that one. Also, there's a series of books that were brought out this year called the Blasta Books. Blasta Books are like smaller cookbooks, which I think sometimes is really good. Some people don't want a really big cookbook because they only use a few recipes. These are smaller in size and smaller in recipe number. And basically they're a series, a collection of books that they bring one out every quarter. And the first four are ones on tacos by Lily Ramirez. The Gastro Gaze have one out all about deep frying food. The third one is all about cookies. That's from Jess Murphy and Owen Klusky. And then the fourth one is Kwanji Chan, all about foods that can be cooked in a wok. But, you know, there's 30 recipes per book, so it's not like a huge book. And you also get all this storytelling around it as well. And the books are beautifully illustrated by Nikki Hooper. So they're really nice, like for maybe someone who just wants to dip their toe into a cuisine or something by someone who doesn't want to spend like a lot of money on a big cookbook. You know?
They're lovely gifts, aren't they?
Yeah, really good. And the last one I mentioned is not a cookbook, but it's a beautiful read. Do you like Stanley Tucci, the actor?
Oh my God, I absolutely adore the man. I adore him.
He's just amazing. Mm. But he's mad into food. He's a big foodie. He's done lots of like cooking shows and things like that on, like taking part in them and everything on TV. Yeah. And it's worth looking up online. But he brought out a book called, kind of like a biography really, but it's called My Life Through Food. He shares recipes in it, but it's also talking about his life, as he says, but kind of reminiscing about growing up and his Italian roots and, you know, the flavors and ingredients and dishes that kind of he remembers from his family and then throughout his life and cooking and working and everything. So it's a brilliant read. Even if you're not mad into food, but you like him as an actor, it's a brilliant one.
Yeah, he's really, he's married to Emily Blunt's sister. So Emily Blunt, yeah, Emily Blunt set them up on a date and they ended up getting married, yeah.
No
there
way,
you go.
I did not know that, that's mad.
Yeah.
Someone told me that I looked like Emily Blunt and I was like, I can die now happy. I was like, if there's
Blunt.
Any...
I always think you're like Gwyneth Paltrow. I always think you look at Gwyneth Paltrow about you, yeah.
Another amazing compliment. You've got to take them when you get them, you know.
All right, but, so what else do you have for us?
Well, look, a very shameful plug, I hope you don't mind. Scoop, you were introducing, I'm the editor of and founder of, and we launched it this year. It's a food magazine. and you can buy issue one. It's a great gift for someone, all about Irish food storytelling. And also you can get a subscription, an annual subscription. There's two issues a year. So if you go to scoopfoodmag.com, you can order that for someone as well. It's a nice gift.
Also, just to point out, it's not, you know, when you say magazine, you might think of very thin, you might think of, you know, the gossip, you know, OK magazine or something like that. It's not like that at all. It's quite, it's almost like a book, isn't it? Yeah.
It's more like a book, in fairness. We call it magazine, but no, it's like a book. And I mean, you're not going to it for restaurant reviews or any of the news stuff or whatever. You can buy this in 2 years' time, it'll still be relevant. It's all just general stories. And some of them are really like deep dives and stuff, and others are very light. So yeah, as you said, it's more like a book on of food, Irish food stories. So yeah, really appreciate it if anyone wants to buy that for a stocking filler.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
okay.
On to more other things other than, I suppose, books and magazines and that. I always think experiences are really good for people who like food. Obviously, people love eating out. I would just quickly say, like, a restaurant voucher always works out well. And the restaurants need as much help as possible as support at the moment, the industry. So buying someone a voucher to their favourite restaurant will never disappoint.
Yeah, I think they last quite a long time as well, don't they?
Because usually like 2 years or something, at least a year anyway, minimum. But like most restaurants will honour them. They're really sound about that, I have to say.
I have a voucher from, you know, Michael's.
Oh, yeah.
The seafood place in Mount Marion.
Yeah.
And I keep going, I need to book because the food on Instagram just looks incredible.
I must go do that, I must book that one in.
Okay, so vouchers.
So vouchers, and then also food festivals. There's a big food festival, actually Europe's biggest barbecue and food festival, the Big Grill. It's on again in August next year, and they have early bird tickets on sale now. I see lots of festivals and gigs and stuff, you know, obviously getting tickets out before Christmas, and I think they're a great idea. While you might not want to buy someone a ticket for a concert, buy them a ticket for this food festival. It's so good. You've got international and Irish chefs and pitmasters, everything cooked over fire, and it's just a great day out during the summer. And if you get them now before the end of December, you're getting them at a cheaper price than you would if you were buying them next year.
That is a brilliant suggestion, because I don't think anybody listening to this has ever received a gift like that before. So it's so unique, isn't it?
It's a great day. Like, it's actually on for 4 days in August. So like, and I just think it's a really unique festival. It's like, as I said, it's huge. And the chefs and the people you get to see there are really, really interesting. Loads of demos and things like that. And this year at it, when I was out this year, like, it was the heat wave. So it was actually gorgeous to be hanging out in Herbert Park in Dublin for a few days in the sunshine, you know, eating gorgeous food.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure there's festivals all around the country as well. If you just do a Google search, you'll find other things going on everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's just one I'm mentioning. But like, think about, look up if you know the foodie in your life likes a specific festival or town or whatever. Just like, look it up and see if there's anything going on that you can, because there's loads of like dinners, you know, you could buy, or experiences in hotels and things like that. Actually, speaking of which, one that's coming up, the Station House Hotel in Kilmessin in Meath. I just love the Station House. I think it's just really gorgeous, old school kind of hotel, but just really beautifully done. And they have a Winter Wonderland Christmas lunch coming up on the 23rd and 24th. But it's just an example of how they do these experiences. Yeah. And you can buy like a ticket to that and then go if you want to. Obviously, that's pre-Christmas. So you'd be bringing someone for just in the right before Christmas. It's a nice day out. You know, you get a 4-course seasonal menu and things like that. But they have loads of experiences throughout the year. So you could just buy a voucher for the Station House or ask them what experiences they have coming up. I'm sure they have stuff for like all the different holidays throughout the year. But look at other hotels as well, because hotels are great at kind of doing that. They'll have like guest chefs in or have specific cuisine nights, or around holidays like Valentine's and Easter and stuff, they're always going to have things going on as well. So that's one. And then on to kind of boxes and hampers and things like that. I always think they're great as well. Like, you could put your own hamper together, you know, but if you don't want to bother doing that, there's lots of places to get them as well. I like kind of buying bits and pieces of food producers that I like, or like if someone's from a specific county or you're from a specific county, you know, getting food producers from your local area, you're supporting local. And then you can even get all the baskets and cellophane and all that in like Lidl and Aldi now. They sell all of those, or in like a Eurogiant or one of those.
Yeah.
And just put it together, or you know, get a little gift box or something.
Yeah, I saw them in, what shop did I see? Oh, I saw them in, you know, that it's kind of like a book and stationery shop, The Works. I saw they had the the wicker baskets. Yeah, and I think they have them in Tiger as well. Pretty cheap. Yeah,
Tiger is really good for stuff like that. But Station to Station Wine is a independent wine company. They're really slick at what they do. They promote kind of maybe not the usual stuff that people would see in supermarkets. So you're talking about natural wines and from all across Europe. They have beautiful gift ideas for Christmas in terms of, now, different spends. So you could go on and just get someone like a gorgeous bottle of champagne and it comes in a lovely box. Or else you could get maybe like wines from Rioja or wines from Spain or Portugal at the moment is quite big for wines. But they also on their website have lots of education around the wines that they sell. And they have gorgeous glasses on their Grasso glass that you can buy through them as well. So Station Station Wine are really good for their gift boxes of wine. Because obviously the foodie in your life is probably likely to like their wine or their drink as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They kind of go hand in hand. And then a kind of one that I love, I got once and I just really adore is, you know, Kylemore Abbey in Connemara in Galway.
Okay.
It's like this beautiful, idyllic, picturesque, almost castle looking abbey on a lake in Connemara. And, you know, Connemara is just so stunning. And you can go and visit it. And it's home to the, I hope I pronounce this right, but the Benedictine nuns. And the nuns basically started off making like nuns would do, I suppose, in their convent, they would make like honey or they'd have breads or different things. But now they've made it into this huge business where they like make lots of different products. And for Christmas, you can get Christmas hampers or you can get their famous pudding or their brandy butter is really famous. So you can order those online now and get them delivered. They even do like a cream, like a country cream liqueur, you know, as well. So you get a bottle of that or you can get lots of little different bits of chocolate, sauces, jams, preserves, loads of different things. So that's a really good one. You could even get as well as part of that maybe visitor passes to go and visit Kylemore because it's stunning to go to. Like if you look it up online, you'll see what I mean. It's like a giant castle on a lake, like something out of Harry Potter. It's just gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's really nice. And like, I just think it's really unique that the nuns are behind it all.
There's a story behind all of these, all these things that you're mentioning. This is fascinating.
I do like, I like when the person or company behind it are, you know, just a bit unique or interesting. In saying that as well, like there are great places to just walk in and get hampers. Avocas are great for things like that or for gift sets of Irish producers, you know, so like you might like a certain chutney or whatever from an Irish producer and they might have a gift set now in Avoca for Christmas. So that's a really handy one.
Yeah, because last year when you were on, Dee, we were talking about the cheese boards. People love cheese, don't they?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
Christmas is kind of the perfect time to give that.
I love it. Just staying inside by the fire, glass of wine and just like a cheese board. Yeah, and Sheridan's do Christmas hampers as well. I mean, Sheridan's, you can get a box off them all year round, and I know they're in a lot of Dunn's now, so you can go in and do your own cheese board with them, but you can also order Christmas hampers from them as well that are delivered, and that's another gorgeous present. Like,
and
someone
actually
loves cheese.
Yeah, if you're getting married and you're not into cake but you're into cheese, you can actually get a cheese kind of cake. Well, not a cheese, you know what I mean, not a sweet cheesecake.
No,
but a cake that's made of cheese.
Yeah, so people do like a tiered cheese cake, and it's basically our cake of cheese, and it's basically every tier is a wheel of cheese. Then you just cut into it and serve that like with crackers and condiments and stuff like that for a wedding. I've been at a wedding where they did that. It was so cool.
Yeah, brilliant.
And the last thing I wanted to mention is just a bit of fun stuff, stocking fillers. You mentioned it already, but Tiger and also Pennies, they're brilliant for, you'll find little foodie bits in there and they're great for stocking fillers. I just think they're really nice. I noticed in Tiger the other day, they have Christmas decorations that are food. You know what I mean? Like as in the shape of like vegetables and cakes and stuff like that. Oh my god, I really want that.
That is so you.
Yeah, isn't it? So like if you come in, my Christmas tree is just like loads of glittery broccolis and cakes and stuff. So I think people would love that, and they can put it on their tree every year. And Pennies as well, as I said, they're brilliant. In that section at the moment for Christmas where they have all the gifts, you'll often find like hot chocolates, and they come with a lovely mug or lots of different things, actually, like even utensils and kitchen homeware stuff. Their homeware sections in Pennies is actually really nice.
Yeah.
And you can get some really lovely stuff. If people are thinking about budget this year, you don't have to spend a fortune. You can get really great stuff out there as well.
Exactly. For foodies, things like your oven gloves or your aprons,
well,
or that kind of thing.
Foodies love personalized stuff, I think, as well. So even if it's like I don't know if you can order them online or whatever, but personalised oven gloves or something like that would be really fun. Or just one that says like mum's gloves or dad's gloves or whatever. You know, they're
cool as
well.
Somebody was showing me recently, who was it? I hope it's none of my colleagues here and I haven't given the game away by making or ruin the surprise for somebody. They had ordered like a chef's kind of coat with the person's initial embroidered on it.
Oh, I love it.
The foodie in their life. And I was like, that is so cool. Like, you know, for really them to wear cool. like when they're in the kitchen. Yeah, really, really cool. Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Well, gee, I think you've given us quite a few suggestions there and they're all so unique and brilliant. Plug Scoop magazine there again. Tell us about Scoop again.
Yeah, so Scoop is a biannual food magazine all about storytelling and Irish food stories. You can order issue one now. You'll get it before Christmas if you order before the 20th. And also you can get an annual subscription online at scoopfoodmag.com. So yeah, we're a startup business. We just launched this year, so we'd really appreciate the support.
We were speaking to you, Dee, when you were trying to get this project up and running and you were doing the crowdfunding.
Yeah,
and
that's
you got your target and you did it. Amazing.
I know. It's such a great thing and we've had such amazing feedback. People want to hear about food in different ways in Ireland. And I think we have great newspapers and magazines, supplements and things like that already that tick a lot of boxes, but there, you know, there was a gap there for just actual stories, you know, whether hard-hitting facts, deep dives that some people do, or else just kind of fun stories, you know, as well. So Everyone has food memories and stories around food and growing up and whatever, so I think it's just really nice to share those.
It's on Instagram as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Scoop Food Mag on Instagram. All the details are there and the link to the website is there as well. And the subscriptions and everything for Christmas are there as well.
Super. Dee, you're a legend. Thank you so much for coming on.
Much.
We'll
Take
talk
care.
To you soon. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.